Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of August, recording at 10 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now here are the salient points, I believe. Stock markets, still a soft performance overall, loss of upside form, clearly. But we have some short-term oversold conditions for many markets. That means we may get a little bit of firming relatively soon, but my feeling is that it's probably more of a rally in which to lighten long positions, if you have not already done so, rather than a rally to buy for. Now, long-dated government bonds, the yields have risen sharply recently, as you know, and of course they've been rising since the beginning of May. A little pause in here today, so they may react a little bit further. In other words, yields come back a little bit and consolidate those recent gains. But what this represents is, of course, an involuntary, in other words, not controlled by central banks, tightening of monetary policy that will particularly affect interest rate sensitive sectors. Elsewhere, precious metals, it's been a good performance here overall. Steady action. I think the lows are in, and it's just a matter of do we see some base extension, possibly when the dollar recovers, and it's been soft here recently. And I think we'll get some meaningful additional gains, though, over the perhaps lengthy medium term. Okay. So let's go back now to stock markets and just see what some of the main feature points are. Asian stock markets, they were particularly weak. Japan's Nikkei down 2.63%. The Hang Seng, Hong Kong Hang Seng Index down 2.2%. Everything else was down as well. India, weak again. Only a small decline, I should say, at this stage. And actually, it was greatly reduced towards the close. The bigger sell-offs today were in the ASEAN sector. That's also creating oversold positions, but these look like distribution ranges beneath the peaks. The only market that was up in the Asia Pacific region that I can see here was a tiny gain of about 0.1% by New Zealand. And in the European indices, all down. Some of the bigger hits were looks like Holland and Italy and Spain, but France also biggish move to the downside here today. Now in the Americas, somewhat better performance here overall. Wall Street was modestly higher for most of the day, and then the rally faded towards the close, or at least it did for the Dow. The Dow was up 60 points at one stage, but closed down. But it was less than, it was 1/20th of a percent, so almost unchanged. Modest gain in the S&P of 6.25 points. The NASDAQ did somewhat better, up 2/3 of a percent here. Mexico had gains slightly better than that. Canada about in line with the NASDAQ, and the Brazilian market, though, that was clipped down 2% in here today. So overall, a soft period, a soft trading day for stock markets. I maintain that we're now in a choppy range, that we'll see some downdrafts, as we have already seen, where we're unlikely to see much in the way of new highs. And if we do get those, it's more likely to, to any meaningful extent, those are more likely to be in frontier momentum markets, which classically get a late play. And those, for instance, are the non-invaded, as I'll put it, Middle Eastern markets. Also, some of the African resources providers are reasonably steady. These are frontier markets. These are catch-up plays here overall, and we're getting some shifting among sectors. And the beaten down resources sector, I think that the one advantage that it has over everything else is that it was not bid up to high levels. In other words, it's cheap, and the metal prices have steadied somewhat, and I think the markets are encouraged by the performance of precious metals. US dollar remains soft and slipped a little further in here today. I mentioned that in my introduction, saying that if we are to get some base extension activity, which is probable in precious metals at some point, I'm not sure whether they go higher first before that happens, but certainly if the dollar is so soft, remains soft, they will probably go a little higher first. And as the dollar then re dollar index recovers somewhat, then we would likely see some base extension activity by the precious metals. But they're interesting, and I think that the two I like are certainly the key monetary metals, gold and silver. Silver is just high beta gold, outperforms in both directions, and because they were beaten down so much, that the recovery may well outperform that of palladium and also platinum. Now, also in the commodity markets, we've had that biggish rally in the WTI crude. That's the US contract, of course. And I said I didn't feel that it was justified by fundamental developments, and my fear was that it was speculation more than anything else. And there's some talk that can't remember which of the investment banks, but probably more than one. I don't think they should be allowed to take significant positions in commodity markets, if any, or take any positions in commodity markets, as I've said before, because these resources are not meant to be treated as investments, with the possible exception of gold and silver. But at any rate, we see the WTI down over $2 here today. That's brought it back to just under 105. So the heat's off in terms of the upside, but I won't feel comfortable about it until I see it back below $100 and staying below that level. Now, the Brent is a little bit firmer. It's just above the $110 level. Elsewhere, we've got a mixed picture in the industrial metals, with copper, well, down 15 cents in the US contract. London contract was a little bit higher, as was tin, but we had very small declines for the other industrial metals. Overall, though, it looks like they've seen at least medium-term lows, and there are grounds for some additional recovery here in anticipation of a gradually improving global economy, and also some bargain hunting on the basis that they are that they are quite cheap. And historically, they're a late runner, as bull markets are tiring, which the bull markets in equities certainly show plenty of evidence of that overall, and they've been showing it for a while now. And those are the main feature, the grains and beans. They'd had big rallies on Monday and also, I think, last Friday. But they softened a little bit here today, which is good news in terms of the cost of foods. And I think that's pretty much it. All the best to all of you.